Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It's Friday, and we've had a strong week of shows, if I do say so myself. A lot of great guests have graced us with their presence, and I'll be posting all those interviews later on my Twitter account. But for now, for this last half hour, I want to open up the phone lines and take some calls. I have some good news to report, and I think it's always nice to share some good news on a Friday. GOP-controlled Florida. The horror. That explains why everything's going so wrong there, Jared. Have you heard about all the people who are leaving Florida for New York? It's an exodus. Did I stole
my line.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Great minds.
It's a complete exodus. It's so scary. Florida cannot keep people there.
Those Republicans are pouncing on New York.
GOP-controlled Florida legislature approves elections overhaul, social media crackdown. Florida lawmakers worked into the night Thursday to approve a pair of Governor Ron DeSantis' top priorities. New limits on mail ballots and drop boxes, along with fresh sanctions on social media platforms. I'm more interested in the elections overhaul because I think it's important that it's something I hear a lot. Now that I have this platform, people will say to me when I'm out, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I try to get a sense of how people feel. And the thing that people keep coming back to is that everyone was okay stomaching presidents they didn't necessarily like. Guaranteed, no one thus far has been as radical as Joe Biden. I would even say Obama didn't even. And I think Chris de Gaulle hit the nail on the head. Obama knew enough to play the progressive hand very quietly. You know, he was boiling the frog. That's an expression I really like because, you know, you turn around and the whole country's transformed, but he was doing it slowly. Joe Biden doesn't feel like he needs to do that. In fact, he's fighting the clock, so he's just throwing everything out there. But you were fine with it. There's always that expression, you know, the Republicans, after Trump loses, they boycott by all going to work the next day, whatever. But for most Republicans, it's fine. You know, you accept it, you move on. But I think the part of this election that makes it very difficult for people, especially when you're looking forward, is that people don't have faith in the integrity of the elections anymore. And that really does change the game. Because if you don't think that you can win, then you can get really depressed. And I don't want people to feel that way because there are changes that can be made. And Florida is a great example of that. The legislation, which requires voters wanting a mail ballot after next year's elections to make the request before every general election, once signed in by DeSantis, it also restricts drop boxes to early voting sites during their hours of operation or to an elections supervisor's office, and they have to be supervised by an election staffer.
Racism.
Exactly. I mean, it's the most racist thing. This is Jim Crow 2.0. on steroids. This cannot stand. No, that's good news. And then another news, this is good news, but it's weird. Okay. Andrew Cuomo. And I know this broke yesterday, but I've heard so many people mentioning it. Cuomo hopeful for full reopening of New York before July 1st. Literally everything back to normal. That's what Andrew Cuomo said. And that's great. I'm not poo-pooing anyone getting back to normal. I don't care, Jared. I don't want to say I told you so to these governors. I do say it. I mean, I'm on for 3 hours every weekday from 12 to 3. I say it a lot. So does Jared. But I don't want them to do the Charlie Baker route, which is there's Howie and I have different ways of expressing this, but I'm going to use his first. I think it's a Bob Dylan line, waist deep in the big muddy, the big man says to push on. In other words, you're so far in and you feel like you can't turn it around. That's Charlie Baker. He said these rules over and over and over and over again, and now he feels like he'll look foolish if he backtracks. I use the expression, it's from that movie, I think it was, Jared, is it called 1917? Is that the movie?
The World War One.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a scene in it where the whole movie, they're trying to get to this this battalion and basically tell them, you don't need to rush in to fight. Don't send out the troops. And a guy tells one of the young soldiers, hey, the whole movie's the journey on the way there. But he tells him, he says, make sure when you tell the lieutenant or the sergeant or whoever it is, make sure when you deliver the news, there's other guys around, because some men just like to fight. In other words, some people get so hot off their own steam that they're like, oh, we got to fight. Like, we're here now. And I think that that's what it is with a lot of these governors. They've stuck their foot down so many times. They've been stamping it and stamping it and telling people, this is the only way. You'll see, I'm right. And now that we have the Ron DeSantis's of the world who are showing there's a different way to go, these people, their pride, they just have to fight. And their fight is this mask war. And it's ridiculous, but that's what I think it is. I think they can't admit defeat. They can't admit that it's over.
Waist deep in the big muddy is Pete Seeger, not Bob Dylan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But with Cuomo, something else happened. Because here's the difference between Cuomo and Baker. I think Cuomo's waist deep. That's his mentality, too. You know, we got to keep going. But all of these scandals have made him kind of panic. So now he's desperate. You know, he's King Cuomo. Suddenly there's a revolt. Everybody's got their pitchforks. And he's like, listen. Oh, things are going to change. Whatever you guys want. Please. Just let me be, please. And he's opening up everything. He's like, oh, I heard him yesterday on the TV. He starts going, I want to open Rochester Tuesday. And I want to open New York City Wednesday. He was doing one of his, like, you know, weird, supposed to be funny speeches. And I just kind of find this amazing, because there's a big difference right now between what the governors are doing, both blue and red at this point. A lot of the blue governors are just doing it to save their own behinds, because I'm sure the polling is rough.
Between red and blue.
Thank you, Bruce. Between red and blue. He's got a little bit of that grandfathery whisper. There's a big difference between what the governors are doing and what the federal government is telling us. Joe Biden being the face of the federal government, as scary as that is. So Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's hopeful that New York can fully reopen earlier than July 1st, the date Mayor Bill de Blasio pitched for the city's lifting of restrictions. Now they're racing each other. At first it was like, I'm going to shut this down and that down. And then some other politician would come in and say, no, I'm going to shut everything down. And you have to wear three masks. And now it's the opposite. Now it's like, I want to open on Tuesday. I want to open on Monday. We can't wait till Tuesday. It's just all so phony, you know? And it just shows you what we've all been thinking all along. This is all theater. It's all theater. It's so sad. And it's sad that so many restaurants and small businesses had to suffer so that they could all play this virtue signaling game. Because the stakes for a lot of people were very high, even though, you know, the Joy Reads of the world. I loved how I read a piece once by Carol Markowitz, and she said the pajama class, and she admitted, like, she's part of the pajama class because she's a writer and she can write from home on a laptop. But I thought that was a great way of putting it, because it's this group of people who spent quarantine in their pajamas, you know, getting their Uber Eats delivered, writing their little blogs. There's nothing wrong with that, but we can, as a society, survive off of that. We need people out and about. Restaurants need the nightlife. They need young people going to the bars and hopping from one to the other. We got to open up. And every single time Joe gets out there and goes, I can't find my mask, it does hurt. it does hurt the cause because he's making people nervous and he's feeding into this mentality that we all need to wear masks for the rest of our lives. And you know who's to blame for all of it, Jared? Donald J. Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
So don't even worry about it, okay? Because while Joe's picking dandelions, he's also telling reporters that this is all Trump's fault. All right, hotels, vets, dentists all have purchased multiple units of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, which is why Eden Pure has brought back the 3-pack for this week only. You can save $200 for an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. That means you can have one in your kitchen, one in your basement, one in your car, maybe give one to a friend. This 3-pack is a really incredible deal. But you need to understand what the thunderstorm does. Right, Jared?
Right. So this is not an air freshener. It's not an air odor coverer. This is actually a purifier. What it does is it purifies the air that you're breathing because it ionizes the air and it changes to the oxygen changes to a breathable, clean oxygen. And that's huge, especially if you're somebody who has seasonal allergies, because this season has been terrible. And the 3-pack is the way to go, because like Ray said, you can keep one in your car. And that's what I've started doing, because even the walk from the car to the building is, it's treacherous.
It truly is. It's tragical.
It's, yes.
What was the Biden word we like?
Tragic.
Tragically. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which can be a real pain, so that saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. They're usually super bulky and not that great to look at. This one is small. I'm going to hold it up for the YouTube. Look how small that is. You just plug it right into the wall. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE3. The 3-pack is for this week only, so I would hop on this today. I don't know if it's midnight or what time it ends, but I would definitely get on this deal today. When we get back, we're going to talk to one of our favorite clients here, one of our favorite sponsors, and I want to talk about small businesses. I talk about it a lot. I talk about how I'm trying not to buy stuff from Amazon, but sometimes you do it. Like you buy something off, or you go to a small business and you purchase something, and you might feel good, but I want to know how much it actually helps. And I want to know how much Amazon is actually hurting these companies. And so we're going to talk to the owner of Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. And then at 2:30, we got producer's pick. So there's still a lot more show to go. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. There's something I noticed. There was a shift in our culture where people used to really prefer that celebrities or companies kind of stayed out of politics. And then that quickly changed. And suddenly, you weren't just punished if your consumers thought you were conservative. But what we're kind of seeing is you're punished if you're not active enough as a liberal. You're punished if you don't sign on to stop certain voting laws. Delta's weighing in. Coca-Cola's weighing in. And it's something that always makes me laugh is that I always think, well, conservatives buy stuff too. We saw that with Coca-Cola. I think their sales dropped 37%. There's a lot of conservatives out there who want to buy stuff from companies that don't hate their guts. That might sound dramatic, but it's true. They really do. They don't like you. I want to tell you that one more time. They don't like you. I like you, though. And there's a company that does like you, and it's Covfefe Coffee. I'm talking to Paul right now from Covfefe. Paul, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Curtis. Thanks for having me on.
So, Paul, you guys took a really different approach. I've checked out your website before. You're very open about the fact that you support, you supported Donald Trump. You still support his policies and what he stands for. What has the reaction been from consumers?
Consumers have been there the whole entire time, and things have really ramped up ever since Chase WePay. The payment was a payment processor on our website. We had used them for about 2 years or so with no issues. And then one day we just got an email saying that, hey, we're going to terminate your account. And if you got any money with us, we're going to just keep it too. And from there, there was some media exposure. And, you know, when that first happened, we had more sales almost really in 1 week's time than we did in the previous year. I mean, it's just been going gangbusters. People have finally having a company that actually represents them on the market versus either people, corporations that absolutely hate your guts or the grifters out there that'll take your money and then stab you in the back in the dark. That is not us.
Now, Paul, something that I always think of, because since around Christmas time, not to virtue signal here, but I haven't bought anything off Amazon. I don't want to support Jeff Bezos. I don't think they need any more of my money. But sometimes people do fall into, well, it's just so much easier to order all my stuff off Amazon. And, you know, one person not ordering off Amazon isn't going to really help any small businesses. But what is the impact when people start reaching out to other companies and using other products that they're not getting that are not, you know, from Jeff Bezos, from Amazon, from big tech?
Well, it just kind of causes a ripple, and I mean, we're in uncharted territories as conservatives, where, you know, we're not standing around. The times of us standing around kicking rocks and just hands in our pockets, well, I wish someone would come and help us. I wish someone would do this. People are getting more active, and they're seeing the political landscape and the economic landscape of what's to come. And I mean, little by little, I mean, death by a thousand cuts. I mean, it eventually adds up. And like we said, like you had said with Coke, I used to be a huge Coke drinker. You know, I happened to give it up during Lent. And then after Lent, they had came out with their anti-white nonsense. And I was like, well, I've gone this far without drinking Coke. Might as well just continue down that path. And so, I mean, it's working. It's a long, slow, arduous process. But like I said, it's a death by a thousand cuts. I mean, we're all the little guys, and you know, all the little guys start fleeing Amazon, fleeing Walmart, Target, all these leftists. Companies and businesses, sooner or later, they're not going to have any growth. Whereas all the new companies that are building things up from the ground up, we have unlimited growth. And so, I mean, it's having a major impact.
Exactly. And what I really like about Covfefe coffee, besides the fact that it tastes great and I love the company, but it's doyoucovfefe.com if anyone wants to check it out. What I love is I notice that there's this fear from companies and from, you know, especially CEOs and people higher up, that they're afraid to get canceled and they're afraid to say something wrong. And I've seen it before where, like, mommy bloggers on Instagram, someone finds out that they gave $10 to Donald Trump and they get run off the platform. What I love about Covfefe is you guys are proud of it. You can't get canceled for it, because that's why you're here to begin with, is to tell people you stand by Donald Trump. So there's no fear there of being canceled by the woke mob, because it's what you're all about.
We are very proud of the stances that we take. And, hey, go ahead and ban us. You're just going to give us more customers in the end. And so, I mean, we welcome it. We're on the complete. We like to think of ourselves as a counterbalance. Actually, not a counterbalance. We want to be aggressive. We want to go over the top. We want to make it known that we have the American people's backs. There's no questions about it. And going forward, you know, conservatives for the past 60 years, we've been kind of on our heels playing defense this whole entire time. Now things are changing. We are taking the offensive, and we're hitting them where it hurts.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Paul, where can people go to get Covfefe? I have the Drain the Swamp medium roast here. I love the packaging, by the way. It's red and blue, very patriotic. But where can people go to check out your coffee?
The only place that you can go to find our coffee is at our website, which is www.doyoucovfefe.com. And that's doyoucovfefe.com. And we do have a special coupon code for Howie's listeners. Use code Howie at checkout for free shipping on 2 bags or more.
Oh, nice. Free shipping on 2 bags or more. Guys, get yourself there. Doyoucovfefe.com. It's great coffee. We'll be back on the other side. Thanks, Paul. It's the Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I think we need to have some sort of segment where we do like a then and now, because it's pretty crazy when you look at some of the things that Joe Biden said while Trump was president versus what he's doing now. Remember, okay, now here's a tweet. This was March 12th, 2020. Joe Biden tweeted, this was after Trump banned travel from China. A wall will not stop the coronavirus. Maybe I should do it in a whisper if I'm going to be Joe Biden. Banning all travel from Europe or any other part of the world will not stop it. This disease could impact every nation and any person on the planet, and we need a plan to combat it. Fast forward to today. White House official tells CNN that on the advice of the CDC, the Biden administration will restrict travel from India starting May 4th.
Xenophobia. Not to make light of what's happening in India. It's actually really terrible. If you haven't read about it, it is awful.
It is completely awful. And I'm praying for all of the people over there. It's terrible. But I do find it kind of concerning that when Trump was doing this to protect America from this disease, he was called xenophobic, and now Biden is doing it. But again, double standards. Double standards galore. All right, now, you guys know I love Aviva Trattoria. I have my Aviva t-shirt on, Jared, today, which is so comfortable. I love it. And I'm actually going to Aviva Trattoria tonight. That's where I'm going to get my I Survived Joe Biden's First Joint Address to Congress cocktail. I don't know if they have one of those on the menu, but I will create it. I'm so excited to finally go to the restaurant. They have several locations and try out their delicious food in-house. But what we do here is we give away a VIP. Now, before we get the drum roll going and we pick a winner, a lot of people ask me, how do I get this? You can't buy it. It's something you can only win. And what you have to do is go to gracecurlyshow.com, enter your email, and you will be signed up to be in studio to win the Aviva VIP experience. Now, once again, in my Aviva shirt with my lucky Aviva bucket, it is time to pick this week's winner of the Aviva VIP in studio free lunch. Drum roll, please. All right, the winner is, sorry, I didn't time that drum roll very good. Michael. Michael is the winner. Michael, we will email you today. You will be in next week. We cannot wait to have you. Now, before we get to producer's picks, today's poll question is brought to you by Old New England Soap. Old New England Soap makes the best woodwick soy candles that burn for up to 100 hours, as well as goat milk soaps, bath bombs, and I just want to say here, I do love their candles. They're awesome, and Mother's Day is around the corner, and they offer gift sets for Mother's Day, so you don't have to package it up and figure things out. You can just go to the professionals at Old New England Soap. So go to oldnewenglandsoap.com. That's old spelled O-L-D-E, newenglandsoap.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What should the Bidens name the first cat? Aviator, after Joe's favorite glasses. Chip, after Joe's favorite ice cream, chocolate chip. Dandelion, or Sergeant?
Chip. I like Chip.
Chip, 18%, good enough for second place. In first place, a whopping 54% say dandelion.
You know, I'm overdue for a chocolate chip ice cream and a delicious waffle cone, but I think the Washington Post and other publications, the New York Times, I'm worried about them because I haven't seen an article about Joe's love of ice cream in at least a month.
Well, he's so busy governing that he doesn't have time for ice cream. No joke.
Come on, man. I need my ice cream fix. All right, without further ado, it is time for Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
Jared Diglio is my producer, and right now he's going to tell us what's on his mind. Take it away, Jared.
All right, well, we have talked about the lasting repercussions of lockdowns and COVID and everything. And We bring up often that President Trump said that the cure cannot be worse than the disease.
Yes.
The cure is officially worse than the disease.
Why do you say that?
Not just for the massive amounts of businesses and industry that it's destroyed, not the disease itself, poor reaction to the disease, I should say, but mass culture became a thing, and now vaccine culture is becoming a thing, and we are doomed as a society.
What is vaccine culture?
Well, there's a couple stories I've read the past few days. First, BuzzFeed, of course, put out a wonderful little think piece where they interviewed people on how they basically blackmailed family members into getting the vaccine. There were people who said they told their grandparents they wouldn't be able to see their grandchildren if they didn't get vaccinated. One woman actually told her fiance she would not marry him if he did not get the vaccine. And I just want to say, if you have to bludgeon and bully and blackmail people into doing what you want, you are a horrible human being. And those people would probably, and I know it's tough to say about a grandparent and grandchildren, but they might actually be better off without you in their life if you are going to put those types of restrictions and those types of conditions on family and friends.
Well, especially the girl who's telling her husband or her fiance, I'm not going to marry you. I mean, that seems like a red flag to that guy.
Yeah.
Take it, man. Take that red flag.
And speaking of that, this is from the National File. They posted this, which is, it's a little sad, and I say this a lot. We have a different perspective of everything because we have not been locked down for a year. We have been able to still continue to go to work and lead a relatively normal-ish life. We have not been stuck in our apartments. We have not been isolated. We haven't been that. But there was a woman who could not have her wedding, and you understand this, could not have her wedding because of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
but she wore the wedding dress to get her vaccine. And I'm never going to judge people for how they handle difficult situations mentally. I'm not judging her. I'm just saying the fact that it got to that level for
her. I don't even get it. I don't even.
Is awful. And people like Charlie Baker and Dr. Fauci especially should be ashamed that they drove people to that type of a mental state.
Now, here's... And I'm not overly, I should be more of a practicing Catholic. I should go to church more. I should do a lot of things more than I do. But I am starting to understand now why people think that we do not have enough religion in our culture. Because you need to have something to worship that is bigger than this. You can't be putting your hopes and dreams and aspirations and fears into, you know, NBC News or like a vaccine or Dr. Fauci. You need to have something beyond all this because it's sad.
Yes.
Can we circle back to the fiance?
Yes.
Who says, if you don't get the vaccine, I'm not going to marry you. You know what your answer is with that, Jared?
All right. Cool. See ya.
Is it a promise or a threat? Sorry, I just had to get that in.
But possibly the worst offender comes from the Atlantic, which brought such great journalism as the losers and suckers comment.
Big fans of anonymous sources at the Atlantic.
Yes. Well, there has now been decided that Pfizer is the hot person vaccine, which is much cooler than Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson is like the poor people vaccine. I mean, that's...
Okay, I'm so glad you brought this up. Because Will, who's, in case anyone doesn't know this, he's my fiance. And now everyone's going to say, Grace loves to say the word fiance. She loves bragging that she is a fiance. Oh, my fiance. That our wedding got postponed. I would love nothing more than just to call him my husband and spare you all the incredibly obnoxious word fiance. But alas, Charlie Baker, here we are. So Will is not very political. He doesn't get involved with politics a lot. And this is one thing that drives him crazy. He's like, all this talk about what kind of vaccine did you get? I got Pfizer. I got Moderna. He's like, you never heard this before. Like people shopping around. Ooh, I got this one. It's so much cooler than that one. And I would always be like, yeah, whatever. It's just a new thing. People are just, but that kind of proves his point.
Yeah, Joy Reid, yes, when she was talking about jogging with multiple masks, she said she's on Team Pfizer.
Team Pfizer. We got to stop, guys.
The lamest sports league ever.
You know what? And let's leave religion out of it. Let's just say this. We need hobbies. We need hobbies. That is going to be my platform. If I ever run for anything, I'm going to say, we need hobbies.
Yes, like crochet or eating ice cream.
Yeah, I'm not one to judge here because my hobbies include Twitter, so I'm probably not the best.
I collect comic books. Like, I'm not in a position to judge other people's hobbies.
No, but that's actually not a bad one. That's like something that's not political, not crazy. You just do something you like, you're passionate about it, and you're not hurting anyone. And it's a good thing. All this focus on these liberal virtue signaling people, and we're like worshiping the ground they walk on. It's messed up, y'all. Learn to crochet like Kamala.
So you're familiar with the curious case of Kelly Donahue?
No, I'm not.
Kelly Donahue is a Winthrop, Massachusetts native, actually, who is the Jeopardy contestant who won 3 times in a row. And when they asked him how many times he won, he flashed the number 3. And he used his middle ring and pinky finger.
And they thought it was the white power symbol.
And they thought that normal people didn't, but the internet and the busybodies and everybody, the Karens and the crazy lefties, thought he made the white power symbol.
By the way,
Jeopardy.
Everybody makes this symbol by accident at some point in their life. It's a very common way to form your fingers.
Yes. A lot of people, and especially in this area, will say, oh, 3. You will throw up the, it's like an okay, but you turn your fist. It's not a gang sign. It's not a white power sign.
I'm from Milton, and people used to throw up that same symbol for East Milton. You know, if you're from the east side or the west side.
I'm from Lynn. I never throw up any signs. I don't know who was where. But Kelly Donahue, after all this backlash, had to go to his Facebook and actually post this. I just wanted to clear something up about my recent appearances on Jeopardy, the greatest game show of all time. No. Competing on Jeopardy was the thrill of a lifetime, and being a returning champion is something I'll never forget. Many of the great champions of old had a little signature hello they would do on screen when being introduced by Johnny Gilbert. I decided to count my victories. That's 1, that's 2, that's 3.
Stop.
No more, no less. There wasn't a hidden agenda or any malice behind it. Had I managed to repeat as champion, you would have been treated to a 4. Instead, we have a new returning champion, and I don't think I could have beaten her even if I had known Vancouver. She was great in Double Jeopardy. Congratulations, Dana. Good luck. The fact that he had to apologize.
Never apologize. Everyone stop saying you're sorry, okay? Everyone. I don't want any more sorries, because guess what? They don't mean anything anymore.
I don't like your white power tone of voice there, Grace.
It's like saying crowd in a wolf theater. Nothing means anything. Say you're sorry when you're actually sorry. You're not sorry for that. You didn't do anything wrong. Gosh, we need, like, this country needs a backbone. We are getting softer by the day. Makes me sick.
And congratulations, Boston University seniors. Your commencement speaker this year will be?
AOC.
Close. Ayanna Pressley, Massachusetts representative. So enjoy the lecture on your privilege.
I wanted to actually say, beyond the coronavirus stuff, which is another reason that I'm very happy I'm not in school, and I do feel so badly for all those people who are missing graduations and proms and all that stuff, but just with the current climate with these schools, with teachers and the critical race theory, I'm so happy that I am no longer sitting in a classroom. I don't think I'd be getting in fights with people. And my teachers, I mean, some might disagree. I might be fact-checked on this. But I got along really well with my teachers. I had teachers in high school and in college who I really, really enjoyed. I was a fairly good student. But it was just a different time. Like, you could argue with people. You could talk about things. Now I would be ostracized. I don't know. I'm just happy that I'm out. All right, guys. When we get back, we're talking to Howard Lawrence Carr about what he has planned for his Friday show. We're going to get his take on Craig Melvin's hard-hitting interview with Joe Biden. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Friday, and it's the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curly Show. There's a fabulous piece out right now, and it's titled, In a Kerry versus Giuliani Smackdown, the mayor knocks out Live Shot. I was actually able to secure this guest for the show. The writer of this is named Howie Carr, and he's joining us now.
Thank you, Grace. I enjoyed writing that piece. As you know, whenever you mention the name John Forbes Live Shot Kerry, the phone lines light up, the clicks accumulate in the thousands and tens of thousands. People just can't get enough of dumping on John Kerry, and I certainly include myself in that category.
Yeah, I have a feeling when you were writing this, it's like when you write about the hacks on Beacon Hill, where you start laughing as you're typing to yourself.
Yeah, I really liked going back to the two letters that he wrote to the constituent in Newton in 1991. Dear Mr. Carter, I share your opposition to this terrible war. 9 days later. Dear Mr. Carter, I'm with you 100%. We've got to do something about these terrible, terrible people over there.
It's just absolutely crazy. And Howie, you point out that the double standard here with Rudy Giuliani, and it's really incredible. Tell people a little bit about that.
Well, the thing is, Rudy Giuliani, they're going after him for the Foreign Agent Registration Act, FARA Act. And again, that's what they used during the Russian collusion hoax to go after some of the Trump people. But at the same time, they had the Podesta brothers had made millions of dollars as unregistered foreign lobbyists, and they just gave them a total pass on it. I mean, one of the guys at Powerline Blog today said, prosecuting a FARA Act a violation is the last refuge of a scoundrel. And that's really the old Samuel Johnson line. But it's true. And it's just and the other thing, too, is, they're going in there. They're looking for these electronic devices. So Rudy says to them, well, you're looking for electronic devices with crimes on them. Why don't you take the Hunter Biden laptop with you, too? And they refused. They refused. I'm not sure he was correct what he told Tucker Carlson last night that, they had to take it with them. But, it really is ironic, isn't it, considering all the stuff that was on the Hunter Biden. I mean, there's all kinds of crimes. I don't even want to go into the level of crime that's chronicled on Hunter Biden's laptop. And the FBI had no interest whatsoever in it.
And I think a piece like this, it's they're always successful because you explain the hypocrisy, but you also put your own spin on it. And then people read it and they go, that's exactly how I feel. If you guys want to check that out, you can find it at HowieCarshaw.com and at the Boston Herald. I'll be back next week for more fun. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't miss Howie's show. It's coming up next.